Live from KQED News, I'm Kate Wolf. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered today in Richmond, marching to the city's Chevron refinery and calling on the state to shut the operation down. 10 years ago, a fire at the refinery released toxic smoke over the city and sent thousands to area hospitals. Connie Cho was in today's crowd. She's an attorney for Communities for a Better Environment.
The air regulators and Governor Newsom right now have a real choice to make with historic and potentially catastrophic consequences.
This November, the California Air Resources Board is finalizing its 2022 climate change scoping plan. Cho and other attorneys are asking the board to commit to phasing out fossil fuel refining across the state, including at the Richmond refinery, by 2045. The city of Sausalito is set to give about 30 people living in an encampment in a city park about $18,000 each. That's the result of a settlement of a lawsuit brought by a local chapter of the California Homeless Union against the city over inhumane conditions at Marinship Park. Anthony Prince is the general legal counsel for the union.
We are determined and we are convinced that the society, and specifically the state of California, already has an existing obligation under the state constitution to provide housing to everyone who needs it.
Under the settlement, the union will be responsible for making sure encampment residents use the funds to find stable housing. The city hopes to permanently close the encampment once all its residents are relocated. I'm Kate Wolf, KQED News.